Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise. Today's video podcast is going to be about how to find success. So success is kind of this ethereal thing that everybody wonders how they can find it, right? But I have actually a step-by-step process for you, and it's simpler than you might think. So finding success in monetarily speaking, or in your health, or in your relationship life, it all kind of goes down the same path. The same steps can be totally applied to any of these, right? So first and foremost, you have to find your why. You have to decide you want success in whatever it is that you're trying to do, right? So why do you want success? Is it so that you can make more money? Is it so that you can buy a house, buy a car? Do you want to be a healthier person and not be sick and tired anymore? Do you want to have a loving relationship with somebody and, you know, and be with them all the time? All these reasons are going to be the foundation for you actually taking action every single day. So you need that why in your life. So you need to figure out your why and then actually make that decision that you want success. Because if you don't actually want it strongly enough, badly enough, you don't have what Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich called a burning desire, you're never going to actually find it. Okay, that's it, and that's all. So next is actually to find a mentor. And mentors in the old, like 10, 20 years ago, it was actually kind of hard to find mentors. But now there's the internet, and you can find mentors everywhere online. You can find them on YouTube. You can find through Google. You can find a mentor through forums. You can find mentors on Facebook. So find a mentor in the field that you're trying to get into, and then pursue that mentor and sign up for their free resources. And, you know, get in touch with that mentor if you can through email or messenger or something like that, and ask them, you know, and just try to vet them for you and make sure that they're the right mentor for you. Some mentors have a ton of students. Some don't have as many. What is really good to do is find a mentor that's been doing it for some time, that has some experience with it, that has some results and case studies of people that have actually found success doing what they teach how to do. And but also find a mentor who is friendly and forthcoming enough to actually talk to you in person. I wouldn't ever sign up for a course or anything like that. If when I wrote in, I would always get some sort of a customer service rep from the company. I never could actually talk to the mentor myself. And there's a good reason for that, because you don't want to deal with a company where the founder of the company is afraid to talk to their customers, because then they aren't leading by example. Because every good company, the founder is always excited to talk directly to their customers at any point along the way, right? So make sure that that is going to happen. The next thing is, once you've found the mentor that you like, don't be afraid to pay them good money for what they are going to teach you. So what they say is, you know, you get what you pay for, and it's true. If you go to Udemy and you pay $10 for a course, number one, the course is probably not going to be that good of value. But even if there is good value in there, it's not going to be very well organized or put together for you. And it's probably going to be kind of high level stuff. It's not going to be actually like in the trenches showing you how to do things. The other thing is that because you only pay $10 for that course, you're not going to assign much value to it. So you're more likely to drop out after the first few videos, after the first time you you know, view the course, because obviously you didn't invest much money in it. And so, you know, you're likely to just never take action on the teachings. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And that's especially true for anything free that you get online. You're probably not going to assign any value to that. Maybe you do. Maybe you, you know, read it really quick, but that's about it. If it's anything longer than 5 or 10 minutes to consume, you're probably just going to let it go and forget about it. And unfortunately, a lot of people do that with free stuff, with stuff that doesn't cost much money, and with expensive stuff. So you just have to make sure that whatever you're going to do, make sure that you find a mentor that's really good and you vet them well. Make sure that they're the right person you want to learn from. And then sign up for their course, and don't be afraid to spend a lot of money. I would say $500 to $1,000 is not over the top for spending money on some sort of a program that will help you with marketing or making money online or business coaching. Maybe it's a little bit less for someone who's teaching you, you know, how to improve your health, or how to improve your dating or romance life, or something like that, a relationship life style as well. Now, next thing is, when you do find a mentor and you do get into that course, whatever that happens to be, your coaching program or whatever, make sure you take action while you learn. Can't stress this enough. A lot of people get into courses and they feel like, oh, I'm just going to watch all the videos and like not actually do what they're telling me to do, and then I'll just do it later. There's nothing wrong with watching videos just to inculcate your mind, but if you don't actually ever take action on the materials that you're learning, then it's really pointless learning this knowledge, right? So what I've always done over time is, any course that I've gotten into, I've actually taken action along with the course. So I don't just watch it to learn. I watch it to do. And that's the key here. And that's why I haven't been able to find a lot of success, is because I've done the work as I learn it. And a lot of courses, good courses, will assign you homework to do, research work, things like that, or actually show you how to do things. And those are the courses you want to get into. So like when I was going through a lot of courses, I've been through tons and tons of courses, paid for a lot of stuff. A lot of them don't really show you exactly how to do things. In fact, I would say the great majority of them don't show you exactly how to do things. They just kind of have topical overview things, kind of like a professor who is sitting in a classroom, giving you a lecture, but not actually showing you, you know, how to actually do whatever they're lecturing about. And I was really aggravated by that. So I decided that when I would make my course, I would actually make it completely different. I would make mine a do your homework in class kind of a course. And so when you sign up for my High Ticket Shopping Masterclass, you will actually be doing the work as you go. As you go through the research stages, you're going to be doing the research yourself and filling out your sheets. As you go through the site building stages and the optimization stages and even the traffic stages, all it is straight to the point. You know, do the work right now as you're watching it. I don't really go over a whole lot of topical overview stuff. I may be adding more of that later, but in my opinion, you can find a lot of topical overview stuff on YouTube, and that's where I focus all of my topical overview content is, on YouTube and my podcast, because I feel like that's the perfect place to put it. And you know, then it gets out to the world, and that kind of information is stuff that, you know, you really don't need to be selling. In my opinion, you should just be putting that on for free, you know. And marketers that try to just sell the topical overview stuff kind of get on my nerves, because you know that they could be putting that out there for free and actually show you the real good stuff, you know, inside their course. But that's my opinion. There's definitely a lot of value that goes with topical overview stuff, but you can get all that stuff for free on YouTube, including in this video. So once you've actually got into the course, you're taking action, you start finding success, whether it's actually completing the action steps, building something amazing, or at least just getting results from whatever it is that you're learning about, you definitely should share your success with your mentor and with the community that you're a part of. Email the mentor, post into the group, tag them, whatever you want to do. Share your success, because that's going to help you to feel like you're getting some sort of a added benefit out of the course. It's not just a course anymore. Now it's a community you're a part of. And then it's going to help the mentor and the rest of the community by showing them that people are finding success with this stuff, because this kind of thing really helps everybody get farther, right? When you find success and you tell other people about it, everybody else is going to find more success too. So you're going to help the mentor. You're going to help them make more content, because they're going to be more excited, because then now they know what they're building works. And then you're going to help the other community members as well. So give back a little bit, guys, when you find success. Next thing is network with your community. Get in there and add friends from other people that are in those groups, because those are your peers. And those are the people that are at the same level in life, in the skill sets, whatever you're trying to accomplish, that you are. Maybe a little bit ahead, a little bit behind, whatever. They're there around the same level. So those are the people that you need to get to know more of. You need to communicate with them and network with them, because they're going to help you understand what the next steps are for you in your life and where you need to be headed. Okay, and then the next step beyond networking is finding some of those members, a very few amount, but finding some of those members that are highly trustworthy, ones that you can count on, ones that are not going to just talk amongst everybody about everything you said with them, the ones you can trust, and actually form a mastermind group with them. So mastermind groups are really powerful, because you'll be able to share your personal store business if you're doing something you know, business related, or if you're doing something else, if you're trying to learn something else, you'll be able to share your personal stories that you would normally not share with anybody. So definitely form a mastermind group. It's usually 3 to 5 people is plenty. You can do 2 people, but at least the minimum of 3 is really good, because then you have like a triangle of people going around and sharing ideas with each other. Okay. And then the other thing too is that at least a 3-person group, if one of them is out during one meeting, you'll have the other 2 there to go back and forth, right? So I usually do with something like 4 to 5, just because then there's always a good mix of things going on. And mastermind groups, the way they usually work is you do once a week or once every 2 weeks, and one person has like a hot seat during each session where you're gonna deep dive into their business or their life or whatever and help them out, whereas the other ones get like kind of an overview of what's going on and what updates they've made and how they progress on their goals. And then of course, every session ends with goal setting for the next session. And of course, that session always begins with everybody if they achieve their goals or not. Kind of just helps you stay on track, and it really helps you learn more from your peers. It helps you get feedback on your project, as well as have the ability to share and kind of give back to the group and give feedback on other projects. You can also build those relationships out more if you decide later on, and you can collaborate with those other people in the mastermind group, because you are now friends and close connections with them. I used to be in mastermind groups a lot based around blogging and stuff like that. I'm actually getting back into some mastermind groups now with people that are at my same level, And it's really cool because now I've been able to collaborate with them. I've been able to do interview podcasts and videos and stuff like that, and you know, get links from their blogs and give them links from my blog and all that stuff. So it's really cool. All right, so to sum this all up, you guys make sure you're fearlessly taking action. That's the key here. Being afraid to take action is the biggest thing that's going to ever hold you back in life. And yes, it can definitely hold you back. It's been holding me back for a long time. And now, more than ever, I'm unafraid to take action because I've actually done all these steps first. I've found mentors. I've taken action to find success. I've shared that success with the mentors and the groups. I've networked with other people in my peer groups. And now I'm collaborating with them and I have mastermind groups, right? So that's the key, is just fearlessly collaborate, fearlessly network, fearlessly take action, because that is what's actually going to get you to finding success. And again, it comes back to that wanting to find success. Do you really want it and why, right? And if you establish that within yourself, not just like physically writing down on paper, which is important, but also feeling that important inside of you, feeling the emotion associated with the success, that's really important, because that emotion that you get, that's what's going to drive you further. Emotion is just energy in motion. If you want to learn more about emotion, go look up Tony Robbins on YouTube and just type in emotion. Tony Robbins, he's got tons of good material about it and help you understand it a lot better. All right, the next thing is look at your data as you go along. Look at your conversion rate, look at your click-through rates, look at your you know, look at your traffic levels, look at your opt-ins, look at your you know, clients, and find ways to optimize your funnels, find ways to optimize your content, find ways to optimize your user experience, find ways to optimize your course experience. If you have a course, if it's dropshipping, find ways to optimize your product pages, optimize your collection pages, optimize your site speed, things like that. You have to always be looking at your data and going back to, and figuring out how to improve from there. One great way to improve is by doing split testing, especially with landing pages. You can form two versions of the same landing page that gets delivered to half your traffic and the other to half, and see which one does better, and then make it there, and just do incremental improvements. And if ever one doesn't improve, you just scrap that one and try another one. So A-B split testing is a really great way to make improvements. But guys, it's an ongoing process. It's never going to be something you set and forget. This kind of lifestyle and this business is something that you're always going to be improving. But the beauty is that, of course, you can always improve it, and you're working for yourself, right? Or to build your own business, build your own assets. You're not trying to make somebody else rich in the process. You're, you know, trying to provide for your family and people that matter most to you, including yourself and your lifestyle, right? Which, of course, should matter the most to you. That's going to be the foundational why behind everything you do. All right, and then next is to criticize your own work, right? If you're not really good at taking criticism, this is going to be tough for you, but you need to actually get used to criticizing your own work and looking at yourself and saying, you know, that wasn't as good as I'd like it to be. I would actually like it to be better, and I know that I can improve it, and I'm going to improve it. Or at least, you know, if you screwed up, just take notes and learn from that lesson, and next time improve it and make those improvements. Things like that happen all the time, and it's okay. Like I said, it's an ongoing process. It's okay to criticize yourself. You are usually your own worst critic. Don't be your worst critic. Just be a critic and be willing to take your own criticism and build upon that, because then in the future, when you do create something better, then you're going to actually be patting yourself on the back, because you should also be your biggest supporter. That's key too, is like you should always be writing down your achievements every single day and patting yourself on the back and telling yourself how good a job you've done and setting rewards for yourself and going and rewarding yourself all the time, because that is just as important, if not way more important, obviously, than criticizing yourself. But make sure that you're your own biggest supporter, your own biggest fan. And always be improving your marketing skills. I can't stress this enough. This is marketing, guys. Get used to it. You are now a marketer. So if you can understand that and grasp that and really embrace it, I think it's going to help you to take action fearlessly. So improve your marketing by looking at what other people are doing out there in the spaces, by observing things around you, because that's really going to help you improve your own marketing, right? Along with getting a mentor, just be a good observer. Sign up for people's email lists all the time. You know, organize them so you don't get cluttered with emails, but you know, read those emails and find out how they're doing things. See what you like and what you don't like, and then take from those things you like and form your own thing out of that. So that's the way to go about doing that. And of course, don't be afraid to ask questions to anybody around you, especially within your peer groups and your mentors, right? And especially your customers. Those three types of people should matter the most to you in life. Your peer group, your customers, your mentors. And ask them questions. Whenever you have questions, don't be afraid to ask questions. It'll help you move to the next stage in your life, whatever that happens to be. And last but not least, guys, never be afraid to ask for the sale. If you've created a valuable product or a website that sells valuable products, put in there call to actions and scarcity and urgency and stuff like that, because you know that you have something of value. Don't be afraid to sell it. Don't be afraid to ask for that sale. If you don't like what you've created, then you should go back and create something better so that you aren't afraid to ask for the sale. But if you've truly created something amazing that's highly valuable to people and you found the exact target market, the exact person, the customer that it's perfect for, and you know that it's perfect for them and that they need it, you should never be afraid to ask for the sale, all right? Asking for the sale is basically like telling them, hey, I can help you improve your life in one way or another. Let me do that. And then they'll say yes, because of course, who doesn't want their life improved? And money replenishes, you know? Money keeps coming in month after month, paycheck after paycheck for us, right? And if we just go and blow that money, we're never going to improve our lives. But people are out there that are helping people improve their lives all the time. And all they have to do is tell them that this will improve your life. You're just right for this. I have case studies of people that improve their life that are just like you. And here's how to do it. And a lot of people just take action. So guys, a lot of this is kind of overcoming your fears and mental obstacles and internal struggles that you might have in your life. I think that's one of the biggest things that holds everybody back from finding any level of success in any form of their life, is just the internal struggles that hold them back. So I hope this video made a lot of sense, and hopefully it makes sense to you. Again, I have a high ticket dropshipping masterclass. I have a whole funnel built out. I do high ticket dropshipping websites. So I have kind of a front seat exposure to all these different levels of marketing, all these different types of marketing out there, right? I'm on all these different email lists. So I've been observing all sorts of things going on for the last 5 or 10 years. And it's really, really fascinating to me to see how the professionals are doing things versus how the amateurs are doing things. And seeing how the professionals do it has been eye-opening for me, and it's helping me improve my own marketing skills. I've now paid a lot of those professionals to help me as a mentor to guide me to that, and I've also done all this stuff with networking and collaborating and forming mastermind groups. So I implore upon you to actually take action in your own life and do it. And you know, let me know what success means to you. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment below and let me know what your type of success is. What's your why, right? And if you are interested in high ticket drop shipping, specifically in this business model where we sell high ticket products online through a Shopify store, right? Then you can get into that by signing up for my niches list. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com. At the top, there's a sign up for the niches list. I'm actually closing down my masterclass this week to new members. So if you don't get in by Friday, then unfortunately no members will be able to get in after that point. In the coming month or so, I'll be redoing a lot of content in the course, adding a lot more content. And as soon as version 2 is done, I'll be re-releasing the course, as well as a big launch and a whole webinar built around it. So it's going to be a lot bigger and way better. I'm going to be having a lot of done for you services built around that as well, because my goal is to make sure that all my students find success. I don't want a bunch of people in there paying me a little bit of money, not finding any success, and just dropping out. That's not my goal. My goal is to find a few people that really want to find success, that are willing to pay me more for it, and then I will offer them more in return as far as services and coaching and really good content goes, and making it as easy as possible for them to find success. So that's the goal here. And I hope that makes sense. So definitely get in there, guys, and make sure that you subscribe and make sure that you engage with my content. Every comment I get really does help to keep me going, keep me making more content. So you guys are awesome, and thank you for that. If you're a student listening to this, I just want to say I'm super proud of you. All you guys that are in there, but you specifically, you're doing work and you're getting the work done, you're launching. I'm getting so many people that are actually telling me like they're already getting sales and they're doing some amazing things. It's just so, so exciting for me. I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I love teaching people things, and now that I have this course out, it's allowed me to kind of give back in a way and also create another business for myself. So I'm just really, really proud of you guys for doing that. I'm excited to teach you more as time goes on. So thanks for listening in, guys, and we'll see you next time. Take care.